Mission Network News 1 minute version for Saturday, June 18th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. As the gospel is effectively spreading around the world, it's not coming without cost. That price is being felt in Eritrea, and it's getting worse. Moses is an Eritrean believer who works with Strategic World Impact. There are more than 1,000 believers imprisoned in Eritrea, but while the government still targets Christians, Moses says, the church is not dead, but alive and growing. Pray for those in prison for their faith in Christ. And Turkey's bid to join the European Union has forced a relaxation of restrictions on Christian activity, and churches are now allowed to register. But IN Network's Rodi Rodehaver says, with each registration, 7 people have to identify themselves as leadership. So if things go sour, the government can easily track them down. In spite of the risk, Turkish believers are hopeful because they want to reap some of the seeds that have been sown. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Find hundreds of short-term missions trips on our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip to get connected. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.